I think that with progress monitoring, what sometimes does not happen is that schools don't adequately prepare their teachers in how to use the assessment information for instructional decision making. So many teachers have a good instructional program, but when a child is not responding well to that instructional program, they're at a loss for ideas about how to change the instructional program in a way to meet that particular child's needs. So lots of times, in order to make optimal use of a progress monitoring system, schools require a level of support staff. It could be the special education teacher, it could be a reading or math consultant, it could be the instructional coach in a building, to help a teacher look at ongoing progress monitoring data and think about how to use the information sometimes to improve the entire class's rate of response to the program, and sometimes to use the ongoing progress monitoring data to address the needs of individual students in that class who are not responding well, even though the rest of the class is.